Hi, this is Kristen Lee, news writer for Search Health IT.
And I'm Sean Sutter, news and feature writer for Search Health IT.
And we are the Hit Squad. Welcome back to another podcast where we talk about everything to do with health IT. This week we're going to do a final postmortem on HIMSS 2016. We did a fun podcast from the floor of the exhibition at HIMSS in Las Vegas earlier this month, and in today's episode we're going to kind of review our hits, no pun intended, and misses from the show.
Oh, so Kristen, while we're talking about the good and the bad, or the fun and the hard work, give me a high point, and not a low point, but something that happened out of the ordinary or didn't go as well, or didn't go exactly as we envisioned it. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, for highlights, you know, as I mentioned just now, doing the live podcast from the exhibition floor with you was so much fun. I don't know
it
about
was.
You. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that was like one of my favorite moments from the show, just walking around kind of randomly doing interviews and exploring. So that was definitely a high point for me. I think another high point for me was just all the interviews that I had lined up with such innovative and bright CIOs. I got some great advice on cybersecurity from various CIOs. They talked about network monitoring. They talked about the dangers of USBs in hospitals. One CIO said he was using something called Security Audit Manager from Iatric. He was using that to monitor, you know, who is accessing what within a patient's EMR and whether that person actually has authorization to do that sort of thing. But one interview that really stood out to me was an interview I did with Haroon Rashid. He's the Vice President of Global Health Services and CIO of Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh of UPMC. He was great to talk to, very, very smart guy. He was just telling me about their UPMC's telemedicine initiatives both within the U.S. and globally, and kind of the great outcomes that they've seen by using telemedicine. So one example that he gave me was they have a hospital in Colombia, and he explained to me that UPMC has been managing that hospital's tele-ICU from Pittsburgh, and as a result, they've seen the mortality rate fall from, you know, 10 to 12% all the way to under 4% in 3 years, which was pretty cool. And I talked with him about many more topics, but that one I thought was pretty interesting. As for, you know, the quote-unquote low point of my conference experience, I think it was when I got lost on the exhibition floor and I was seriously thinking that I would not find my way out until they, you know, cleaned up everything at the end of the day, and I was just curled in a corner waiting to be rescued. Luckily, I did find the exit, but I definitely had a moment of wondering if I would ever escape. But anyway, Sean, what about you? What was great and maybe a little kind of unusual for you at HIMSS?
Well, first of all, I got lost many times, not just once. I have a pretty bad sense of direction to begin with, and then you couple that with a casino / convention center and just the chaos that is HIMSS, and mm-hmm. I'm amazed I made it to most of my appointments on time. It was just incredible. A real highlight of the conference for me was my one-on-one interview with Jonathan Bush, the CEO of Athena Health. A lot of people in health IT know Bush and how dynamic he is. And so I did that right after I saw Bush and John Halamka, MD, the CIO of Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston, give a joint sort of keynote presentation at HIMSS. And they were both dynamic and engaging, and they're actually in business together too. They're in a, you know, this EHR for small to medium-sized hospitals based on the homegrown EHR from Beth Israel. But anyway, so it's a pretty packed house, maybe 500 to 700 people in this sort of amphitheater, the Rock of Ages convention hall at the Sands Convention Center. So I'm way up near the rafters, and so I take off about three quarters of the way through because I needed to set up for my interview, which was quite a ways away in this huge hotel complex. And so anyway, I set up the stuff in Athena's sort of private conference room that was their base of operations. And before I did the video interview, Bush told me that he actually saw me leave the amphitheater where he was speaking. And I was like, I was shocked. I mean, I did leave early to set up, but there were like so many people there, and I can't believe he really saw me. I thought that it was just absolutely shocking. So,
wow, he's very sharp, huh?
Yeah, it's like, wow, he not only is he a great entrepreneur, but tremendous optical vision as well. So, Kristen, how about for you? Any more good hits or anecdotes from HIMSS?
Yeah, well, I mean, you mentioned just how many people are at HIMSS, and one thing that just totally appalled me was the constant, like, stream of people through the hallways. It was crazy. I remember I actually had to walk kind of against the tide of people at one point. And it was just difficult to get to point A to point B, and I just kept wondering where all these people were coming from. But other than that, I think another interesting, exciting thing was when we explored the Epic booth, and we actually got someone from Epic to make a comment, which was kind of exciting. I mean, granted, it was just a comment about the theme of the booth, and he said it kind of, the theme of the booth portrayed, you know, an eclectic Epic theme and reflected their personality and culture. But we were excited to get someone to say something on the record. And also just, you know, the booth was pretty interesting. There were lots of animals around. There were butterflies or moths or something hanging from the ceiling. There was the fire, F-H-I-R place. And an incredibly cushy floor too, I thought. So that was pretty fun and interesting. So, Sean, do you have any other tales from the show?
I do. Well, just to elaborate on our visit to the Epic booth a little bit, I mean, they were friendly, and we did get one guy to speak, but then we sort of were, somebody came up to us and said nicely, well, you know, who are you? We said, well, media people, and they said, well, we'll find, let's find the media spokesperson for you. And she kind of wandered around for a few minutes looking for one, and turned out either she couldn't find him or her, or there wasn't one. And then we were kind of gently kind of suggested that our time was over in the Epic booth.
Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, and so, which really fits with their reputation in the industry as really not being very open to the media, but yet friendly. So
yeah, they were nice about
it. So it wasn't that bad, but I thought it would have been an absolute miracle if we had gotten an actual PR person. But one funny thing, as soon as we entered the hall on the very first day, we were actually doing our podcast, and we were offered mimosas at the first booth we saw, which was Precise and Med Assets, and they were celebrating their merger, which was just about to happen. They're a revenue cycle management health information management company now. The merged company is called Med Assets Precise, and our hands were all filled up. We couldn't actually take any mimosas. Secondly, we didn't want to be tipsy during our first podcast from the floor. So on a more serious note, though, I met with SAP's top health IT people, and I learned about their plans for the SAP Foundation for Health Personalized Medicine platform, which is built on their super famous HANA relational database. And so we met up on the second floor of the booth, which is interesting because for the first time, SAP had a, you know, two-floor booth. And I don't know, it kind of impressed me how serious they were about health IT now, moving into health. Their CEO, you know, suffered a horrible eye injury and lost an eye last summer. And his wife also had battled cancer successfully, but he really almost had a real awakening to healthcare. And so that pushed SAP even faster. And I think they're, of all of the big companies like Oracle, Salesforce, SAP, of all the big traditional tech giants that are now moving into health IT, I think SAP might be the farthest along in terms of getting users and having a fully realized platform for personalized medicine. So I found that pretty cool.
Very cool, very cool. Well, that concludes this episode of the Hit Squad podcast. And that pretty much puts a cap on HIMSS for us this year. I know that we're looking forward to HIMSS 2017 next year. So in the meantime, keep listening and check in to searchhealthit.com for more podcasts. Thank you.
Bye.